I was hiking on the Pacific Crest Trail back in 2010. I wanted to do the whole thing, so I started in Canada, and now I had made it to the southern part of Oregon. It was a big challenge for me, but I really look forward to reaching the California-Mexico border. It was the most extreme thing that I've ever done as a hiker. I had made it to a clearing beside the pathway and decided it was time to set up camp. By the next day, I would officially be in California. I set up my sleeping bag and started a little fire just to warm up. It was late evening and my lantern was not enough heat for the cold autumn night on the path. I had been walking for several hours nonstop, so I was really looking forward to laying down. The woods around me were eerily quiet. I had my pack placed behind me on the ground near the bushes as I got comfortable in my sleeping bag. The pack seemed to be moving on its own accord. Something was either trying to get my food or someone was trying to rob me. But I hadn't even fallen asleep, and this weird feeling in my gut came over me. And then that's when I saw it. This shadow of a man crouching behind my pack. I shouted hey at the guy, thinking I was going to scare him away, but instead he slowly began poking his head above the pack. His skin was pale white and kind of sickly looking. His eyes were bloodshot red with two black irises in the middle. He didn't blink as he came into the lantern light. I could see how giant the black circles under his eyes were, and his hair was all wild and crazy. He had this really crooked grin with a little bit of saliva coming out of his mouth. The lines in his mouth went through his cheeks, and you could see either missing teeth or sharpened teeth scattered inside. He just grunted as he stood up. He didn't have any weapons in his hands, and his arms were hanging at his waist. He had clothes on like he was Charlie Chaplin, but then they were covered in holes and they were just filthy. I didn't know what to do. I was wrapped in my sleeping bag, and without thinking about my strategy, I thrashed out of my sleeping bag and began crawling in the other direction. He didn't appear to have anything that could harm me, but I was pretty sure that I was going to die in that moment. I didn't want to turn around and see him again, but he started following me, and I could hear him laugh as he did. As soon as I got to my feet, I swung around, and right in my face was this guy. His grin was gone, and he looked extremely angry. I wanted to run, but his eyes kept me there for another moment. And then he looked right into my face and yelled, "I am death. Don't come back here." I felt him spit as he yelled it, and I could smell the rot in his breath. Then he backed away and vanished without making a sound. Now, completely freaked out, I decided to get away from there as fast as I could. I traveled several more miles that night, and I still hadn't found a suitable place to camp or where I felt comfortable. I was so spooked that I ended up watching the sun begin to rise. I had made it to California, but I don't know what or who I saw back there in Oregon. It was like a boogeyman from your childhood nightmares. I finished doing the entire path, but I never did it again, and I never went hiking in Oregon again. I was hiking with my two friends on a trail in Promised Land State Park. It was about 11:30 a.m. It was a bright, sunny Sunday with blue skies and no wind, the perfect spring day. My friends and I decided that we need to make hiking more of a habit as we got older and spent literally every Sunday there. Nothing strange had ever happened to us before that day. We had hiked about 1 mile from the trailhead in my estimation, and I was beginning to feel sluggish for some reason. I blamed my blood sugar and sat down on a rock. I told my friends to go on ahead. I knew the trail well enough to catch up. I took out a nature bar and started eating it, taking slugs of my water in between. I thought I was also a little dehydrated, but it had only been a mile, so I didn't know why. That's when I noticed a gully off the trail that I had never explored. We had done so much walking, but never really went off the beaten path too often. I thought that while I was stuck there recovering, I could at least take a look. There was a fallen tree blocking the path to it, but I picked myself up after I ate and climbed right over it. It was when I stood over the gully itself that I heard something large moving quickly through the woods on the other side of it. My first thought was that it might be a bear, as we did have those in the area. But as it came closer, I realized it sounded much larger than that. And my mind began to run wild, thinking what else it could be. I quietly hiked closer to the edge and peered over it. Then I looked behind me, hoping to catch a glimpse of my friends coming to find me. I didn't see them, but instead I heard whatever it was jump down into the gully, followed by this growl. I turned and came face to face with something that literally scared me so badly I almost fell into it. It was enormous enough that in that 5-foot gully, it was still almost to my shoulders with me standing over it. It was hairy with this reddish-brown fur all over its body, and it was walking on two legs like a person. I'd never seen anything like this before in my life. My mind just froze, and I don't know how long I stood there, staring into its beady, ape-like eyes. But my friends called out for me, and it got frightened. It let out this yelp, baring some small, sharp teeth in its mouth, and leapt back up on the other side of the gully within a single bound. That's when I noticed its extremely large feet as it ran and disappeared into the woods. When my friends came running up to ask me what took so long, I could barely speak because I was shaking so badly. They followed my gaze past the gully but saw nothing. We left immediately after that without any questions from either one of them, because they saw how genuinely terrified I was by whatever I saw. After we buckled into the car, I blurted out that I had seen a Bigfoot. They both started laughing at me, telling me how crazy I sounded. The next thing we heard was another set of yelps and growls coming from the same trail that we had just left. That's when my friends started turning pale as the trees seemed to shake to our right. My friend who was driving took off. My friends didn't see what I saw, but they never bothered me about my fear of that trail again. We decided to take our nature walks to a more public park from then on. Hiking was just too intense for me after that encounter. I was hiking with my girlfriend, now wife, in Promised Land State Park in Pennsylvania. We were there camping and hiking before the summer ended, and it was the weekend. I wanted to pop the question. It was around dusk, and we decided to go on a romantic little hike before we settled down to eat. I was going to propose that night after we ate, so I wanted to set the tone. We decided to stick to the trails along the campgrounds, so we were still close to other people and could just take in the views. The trail was almost completely deserted except for one or two other hikers that were returning to their camp. We exchanged some niceties with them, but I didn't want to talk too long because I had engagement stuff on my mind the whole time. She wanted to stop at this small creek that runs through the camping area and relax for a bit. As rushed as I was making myself, I didn't want to upset her or make her feel like I didn't want her to enjoy her time. I wanted her to say yes after all. We were sitting there as the sun was going down when I noticed something moving through the trees in front of us. I thought nothing of it because there were other people around us. Plus, it could have been a bird rustling branches or something. Just as I finished that thought, my girlfriend turned to me and asked me, "What was that moving in front of us?" It had appeared to get closer and was moving all the bushes around. I couldn't make out what it was at first, just this black mass in the brush moving around. Then a humanoid-like figure began to form as it made its way towards us. Then I saw what it was as it began to step out into the open, and it really wasn't human at all. My girlfriend and I stood up at the same time, but we were cemented to the ground. On the other side of the creek stood this creature, almost like a dog that had been experimented on. Its gray skin was covered in cuts, and its dark brown fur was matted to itself with mud and God knows what else. Its eyes were dark and piercing, the white showing like human eyes, and filled with this rage. Its snout was ugly and cut up as well, and from it hung these gangly sharp teeth, with saliva dripping from them. It stood about 7 feet tall. We couldn't move for what seemed like hours, but in reality, it was probably only 20 seconds. After allowing us to look at it, the thing took off towards the campsite behind us. Our mouths were open like we wanted to scream and warn the campers in their tents, but no noise came out. Our eyes locked onto this thing as it began running through the campsite, kicking things over and ripping at the trash. Birds were flying off and people were yelling from inside their tents. Then it took off on all fours into the darkness. I finally broke out of my trance when the campers came out to see the damage. The father of the family looked over at us and started shouting, asking us what it was. All I managed to get out was that it was a bear. He shook his head and the kids started crying about the damage. In turn, my girlfriend turned to me with tears streaming down her face. We needed to get out of there as fast as possible. We were cautious all the way back to our campsite, but we never saw any sign of that thing again. No one else seemed to report anything from that weekend. We had ended up just packing up our things and heading home because it was too much for her to stay here. I proposed to her on the couch when we got back, which certainly saved the evening, but we never forgot what we saw that night, and it became a big part of our relationship. My wife is obsessed with cryptozoology now. I grew up going to Promised Land State Park. In my teens, I loved going there with friends for swimming or fishing in the summer. It was an ideal place to grow up, and in 2006, at 16, it had not lost its magic for me. One summer day, I had made plans to meet up with some of our friends at our favorite fishing spot. It was fairly secluded, even in the summer. I could see people like ants along the other side of the water, but they were too far away to pay any attention to us. I had gotten there first because I didn't have a summer job. I was excited about taking an hour to myself to lay on the dirt and get some sun. Behind the fishing spot was a dense spot of trees that were very obviously old. I'd never really noticed them before, but they did look a little strange and creepy. I went to lay down and I heard some giggling coming from that direction. I sat right back up and looked all around me. There was no one there. I decided I was hearing things when it happened again. Just as I was closing my eyes shot open, only this time the giggling continued. It was not a very human sound. It sounded almost like the snickering of hyenas, but with more pep. I imagined it was what demons sounded like. I sat up and looked around again and saw nothing, but it kept going. I got up and started walking towards these old crooked trees to see if anyone was hiding in them. There wasn't anyone I could see immediately, so I began to turn my back to the spot when suddenly something came into my view amongst those trees. Whatever it was ran really fast from trunk to trunk. Then, before I could gather myself, another thing was moving the same way. The giggling grew louder. I wanted to run, but I couldn't. I was so used to this area that I had to know who was messing with me. I called out for someone to tell me who they were, but I was met with more giggling. Then the movement stopped. About 10 feet in through the trees, a child in a very old Civil War era clothing came out from behind a tree. She was smiling as she curtsied to me. I stepped back and she kept smiling. She was maybe 8 or 9 years old. I wanted to ask her what she was doing there, but instead of talking, a little boy came out from behind another tree. He looked to be about 5 or 6 and he too was in some very old clothes and had blonde hair that hung to his knees. He smiled at me, too, as he made his way over to the girl. They both seemed really happy to see me, and they turned to look at each other. I backed up more as they began to move towards me. I asked them again who they were and to say something, but they just kept advancing. Then two more children popped out behind them, another boy and a girl. They looked to be about 5 and 8, respectively. They too were dressed in clothes that were not quite as raggedy as the other twos. I realized that this wasn't normal. It felt like an ambush. I started to turn in order to run away from them when another taller girl was standing right behind me the whole time. We were now face to face. She was now maybe 13 or 14. She had this long black hair and she was very dirty looking. She smiled at me like the others and didn't try to touch me. I saw some more of them along the water, and the people across the pond seemed to disappear. I was alone with whatever these things were. I didn't know what they wanted to do with me, so I finally ran, no longer expressing much curiosity. I could hear the echo of giggling as I ran right into my friends. Then the giggling stopped. I can't explain it, but I know whatever those things were, they were paranormal. When my friends questioned what I was doing, I didn't tell them anything. I held my breath until we got back to the fishing spot and no one was there. Even the trees looked less scary, like they had put on some illusion for me. Needless to say, I never showed up early to anything at that park again.